We're joined today with Milton Mayor Gordon Krantz. Mayor Krantz, I think the question on everyone's mind is, what are your thoughts on the decision for Milton to ask the region to make masks mandatory in enclosed public spaces?
Well, I certainly support that, process there. And of course, it was unanimous with the nine of us at Milton Council here. So really, the health and welfare of all of us people in Halton, including Milton, falls at the regional level. So I'm speculating, Chris, that it will pass by a fairly large majority at the region, and rightfully so. So I think it's the right move. And when you talk about it mandatory, and of course, on some of the calls that we've had in the past with Chief Tanner of the police, and you know, the enforcement's going to be the big issue. He's made it very clear that it's going to be very, very difficult to enforce the wearing of masks, and I'm well aware of that. But I've always said encourage and promote. Make it known that it's really wise, if you can, to wear a mask. So that's going to be the secret to our success, not only in Halton here, but the greater Toronto area where the mass of the population is in this particular area, and including the region of Halton.
I think the next question has to be, what took so long for it to get done?
Well, you know, I asked myself that. How come we elected people, regardless of what level you're at, how come we didn't do this 3 or 4 months ago? Might have made more sense now, but the science, I think, with it, Chris, is all over the board on it, and this is the unusual part of it. And when you begin to deal with from the political aspect, sometimes some of the decisions doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But better late than never, I guess, when it comes to your and my health and safety of our well-being. So with that being said, I certainly support wearing masks if and when. Now, being out in the middle of the forest or out in the middle of the desert wearing a mask doesn't make any sense. But if you're in close proximity to people, it makes all the sense in the world that you and I wear them.
Now, I know you've already said earlier that you've expected this bylaw to pass at the Halton Region meeting on Wednesday, but are there any other details that you can expect or share with us?
No, other than predicting, and I would only hope that it would be unanimous, but I know it was certainly unanimous at the local level here on having the region deal with it, but there's still a little bit of a safety net there on the assumption for a moment that it didn't pass at the regional level. Milton and the other three municipalities in Halton has the option as well of still passing, and some of them have already passed it, but on the assumption, again, that it passed at the region, they're the superior jurisdiction dealing with the issue. So at the local level, if you've already passed the bylaw, it really has very little, if any, meaning at all.
Well, moving on to financial support, I know you were part of a call with other mayors within the area with Premier Doug Ford and asking for financial support from the provincial government. How did that call go?
Well, and of course, we've been on that page for quite some time, us of LUMCO, the large urban municipalities of Ontario there, and encouraging the province and the federal government to support the property tax base, because the property tax base is the most regressive taxation form that there is in the country. So, and I know I hear the province, and for the most part, I'm on side with Premier Ford when he's saying, well, the Canadian government has the printing press, to help the provinces. And I know that I believe, from what I can understand, they're getting reasonably close. So I think it's all in fairness. What the province will get to filter down to the municipalities from the federal government is going to be the key to the success of that. And I know that Ontario, being one of the larger provinces with most of the population in the country, right now, as I understand it, they're not getting their fair share. And I think this is where Premier Ford is coming with. We have to have our fair share in Ontario to be able to filter it down to the local municipalities, and I fully support that.
Awesome. Mayor, anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up?
No, I think, Chris, that is pretty well it. It's the order of the day, and I don't know whether you were aware of it or our listeners were, but getting back to the mask issue, there was a very small and peaceful demonstration in around the town hall on Main Street the day that we were dealing with the issue of masks here at the town of Milton. And the protest from what I could observe from it was mostly people opposed to mandatory masks. So peaceful demonstrations are happening here as well.
Thank you, Mayor, for taking some time out of your busy day to chat with us. We look forward to next week's conversation.